Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we've been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
So, who is our first guest today?
Well, both our guests today have pain, and I want to just give a couple remarks on some of the recent development on pain control. Last year, a couple years ago, California legislature passed a law requiring doctors to adequately treat pain. Then last year, the California Medical Association make some new requirement that doctors now have to have continued education, 4 years of training in pain control. And most recently, the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Hospitals require hospitals provide adequate pain control. Okay, the problem is not that doctors do not want to control pain. The problem is that they don't have any effective treatment, and I know it.
And their main form of treatment right now for pain is painkillers, right?
Yeah, painkillers. And
the prescription
and
drugs.
Yeah, for the past half century, doctors consciously or subconsciously find out that the more painkiller you use, the sicker the patient gets. And they are afraid of lawsuits due to the side effects and the mortality and morbidity from too much use of drugs.
Right.
So how do you provide adequate pain treatment at the same time keep safety? That's the mm-hmm. whole point.
Right, and there's a lot of ethical issues, too, because we just had our ethics course.
Yes.
And all the thing is people who are on life support, they're like, well, should we pull the plug or should we not pull the plug? If they're in pain, what do you do? And the reason is they don't know how to control the pain, and that's why they have these issues.
There's also news and information said that the last part of this, somebody's ear costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors, when the patient become terminal, there's a lot less problem about lawsuits because the patient will die anyway, so they dump them with drugs. But how about somebody who's surviving?
Right.
Yeah, people with chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
Millions and millions of people with chronic pain. And there is, I know, not one single MDs using conventional treatment that can really adequately treat pain.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our first case and then we'll see what
okay.
you mean.
Let's get Paul on the line.
Hello.
Good morning, Paul. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Paul.
Morning.
Can you tell us, before you get started, where you're from and what you do?
I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm 72
okay.
years old, and that's about it for my age and what I do.
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Los Angeles.
Okay.
1930. Uh-huh. And I've lived in Huntington Beach for about 3 years. Prior to that, I lived in Costa Mesa for about 10 years.
Okay.
So what do you do in your free time then? You just
do free time? Well, me and Dolores sit here and look at each other. That's
yes.
pretty much of the
yes.
what we do in our spare time.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, not much.
Okay.
I'm hoping now with my improved situation that I can feel up to doing a little bit something else.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Dr. Tong, so...
So why don't you start from the beginning? When did you start noticing?
Well, about four and a half years ago, what I had is a lot of pain up in the shoulder.
Okay.
And then about a year after that, the doctor had given me some kind of pain thing that didn't help much. And then
pain pills, you mean?
Pardon me?
Pain pills?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like Vioxx and Celebrex, Vicodin, stuff like that.
Now, those are very new drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, supposed to be very effective and new. They didn't help you at all?
No, nothing at all. And about a year after I first had it, I woke up one morning with very severe pain, to the extent that I couldn't turn my head to the right. This was in the right shoulder, by the way. And the pain extended all the way down through the shoulder into the, all the way down the arm, the right arm.
Yes.
And so then for about 3 months, I couldn't sleep. The doctor just gave me more. That pain stuff, it didn't help. I had to sit up every night on the chair even sleep. I had to be in an upright position, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess the movement in the bed or something made it worse, and it kept waking me up anyway.
Now, mm-hmm. Paul, did you start, how long did you take these painkillers for before you had the severe pain? Were you still on them?
I took that for maybe a year or something.
So you did take it for a full year, and then...
Maybe 9 months. I don't
okay.
know. Exactly. I don't
but
know.
You didn't help at all.
No.
And then instead you woke up with severe pain in your shoulder.
Yeah, that not only didn't get better, but then the severity of the thing seemed
got worse.
Come upon me to an extent where I couldn't, like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
So then, off that, I ended up with more Vicodins and more whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
Which was about three, four years ago, what I'm talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem to help. Well, after about 3 months, it seemed to subside. I don't know if the medicine helped or didn't subside. What I mean is I could go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I still had the pain,
mm-hmm.
but I could sleep then. So then it went along with just pain in the shoulder. Then about last November, it seemed to be getting more severe. So I was worried that it was going to come back to this condition where I couldn't turn my head, a lot of pain in the neck, and
mm-hmm.
much pain through the shoulder, right side, all the way down to the arm. So a friend told me about Dr. Tong might be able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked in around November of last year, and the first time I could see him, he was booked up quite a way, so it was in January sometime. So I've had I've had the fifth treatment the other day,
mm-hmm.
and that I've definitely noticed a lot of improvement. It hasn't gone away altogether, but there's a lot of improvement is all I can tell you.
Now you can sleep now, right?
Oh, yeah. I was sleeping before that, but I was worried it was going to come back to this where I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I don't even worry about coming back because the pain is so much better.
Yeah, can you turn your neck?
Yeah, can
and
you
I
turn your neck?
I can turn my neck, and
yeah.
I can. I don't have that fear even that it's coming back. I don't even have that fear now because it's so much better, and it acts like it's even on its way to getting completely better. I'm an optimistic thinker.
And are you on any medication right now?
No, I don't take that
mm-hmm.
stuff any Celebrex and
mm-hmm.
Vicodins and whatever because I want to give this what Dr. Tong is trying to help me with a chance to see. I don't want to get this thing mixed up and
you know
what I'm saying.
Right.
How fast? How many treatment do you notice improvement?
Well, I noticed improvement. Right away.
Yes.
Right away. Not immediately after that. It was sore.
Sore a little bit, right?
Yeah, for a day or two. Then it started improving, and I guess I was sore from the treatment. Rather
yes.
than, you know, then it started better. Well, it was much better, but then I think I made the mistake before I had
yes.
treatment. I tried to wash the car.
Yes.
I had to be right-handed, and
yes.
whatever happened there, it didn't get real bad, but I noticed a setback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Tong told me, oh, don't wash the car until we're done with the treatment. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That's one setback. And the other setback is that you're on Medicare. Medicare only allow 3 treatments in 2 months. So we cannot treat you in the schedule that we want. That's
yeah.
why you don't improve as fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I can only, and I can't really afford any more things. So
yeah.
I have to go with Medicare, so
right.
I can't get enough treatment. That's true, what you
yeah.
said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you get enough treatment, your pain will be completely gone.
Okay.
Not only completely gone, your arm will be stronger, and you can wash car all you want.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
Yes, no way. You go back
to,
yeah.
a friend told me, a lady friend told me about you because...
that's Elaine's friend.
Not every day for it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm not
yeah.
ashamed to say that either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I notice you have headaches and constipation.
Well, I've had that pretty much all my life.
How's that doing?
Well, I think that's even somewhat better, but I have been taking more of this bulk. I'm eating. I'm trying to change the diet a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or a lot even, and so no, that's better too. I can say I hadn't even thought about that. I can say the headache is even somewhat better too.
Mm-hmm.
I put so much attention on the arm that I
right.
don't pay that much attention even to anything else. But no, I would say that I don't take aspirin every morning now like I used to for a while. I took some this morning to be frank with you. But I don't take it before it was for 40 years or something. I would take aspirin.
Oh.
Even before they told me it's a heart care or whatever you call that, heart treatment.
Paul.
I took aspirin for headaches.
Yeah, Paul, just remind me next time when you have the treatment about your headaches,
okay.
your high blood pressure and your constipation,
okay.
those can all be cured.
Okay.
okay. You know, because you come so infrequently, I don't quite remember all your problems,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, no, I'm so interested in the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, go back to the shoulder every time.
Right. Out, the truth.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you both very much. And
good luck
God
to you.
God bless both of you for the work you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Happy Easter, you and your
you
okay,
too.
Okay,
happy
bye-bye.
Easter. Bye. Bye-bye. That was Paul on the line. He's suffered from severe shoulder pain for the past 4 years. 5 treatments with Dr. Tong and he has noticed significant improvement. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller from California City, Bob.
Here's my patient.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Bob. Welcome to our show.
Bob looked like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
But I used to walk like, what's that other guy?
Tim Conway. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You came back. You called back once before because I gave you some treatment, but you were you had to stop treatment for a while. So you have something new to share with us?
Well, I did stop for 2 months, during which time I had a cataract surgery, and now I can see to drive down there in that traffic.
Yes.
A lot less scary, I'll tell you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I saw you last... Wednesday after a 2 month hiatus.
2 months.
I had regressed considerably, but after these last two sessions with you this past week, I feel much, much improved again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have worked out a situation, doctor, where I'll be seeing you I think 10 times in the next 2 months.
Wow.
And so I'm looking forward to being cured during that.
You'll be not completely cured, you'll be mostly cured,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Because when you get on the right kind of schedule, I don't have to, you know, you wait too long, I had to redo what I did before.
I know.
And that's what happened
all
to,
over.
Yeah, with Paul in the first time. So we can get onto another new problem there, but they're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So one problem, after another problem, sooner or later become very strong and all your problems will disappear.
For those of you who do not know who Bob is, he was on our show on February 2nd, show number 66. Bob, you were diagnosed with osteoarthritis in the hips, upper legs, and knees, right, 5 years ago.
Yes, that's what those Western doctors call it.
Right, what the Western doctors call it. In the last 2 years, they've been more severe.
Yes.
Well, Bob, why don't you just kind of give a short summary of what are your disabilities before you came to see me?
Right.
Well, I was almost wheelchair-bound, I think.
Yes.
Like
you walked like Tim Conway. When you first came here, you did.
Well, that had progressed to that point, and I heard you on the radio, and so I called, and then as soon as I could make arrangements, it was last January, the end of January, when I saw you for three treatments or four. Yeah, four treatments.
Yes.
And I immediately felt a great improvement, which is why I called in that first time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To let you know that I was virtually pain-free.
Right.
Yes.
But then during that 2 months period, I had pretty much regressed. Not to the point of walking like Dr. Like
in the beginning, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, things are improving again greatly since I saw you, and I anticipate that when I see you again on the 8th and the 10th, and then several more times, that I'm just looking forward to it. But, Doctor, the reason I called today is because when I saw you the other day, I didn't ask you specifically about something that has been on my mind,
mm-hmm.
and that is that while I am taking the herbs and minerals that you have prescribed for me,
yes.
I, in addition to those, I continue taking other supplements that I have been taking for some period of time. One is like glucosamine and chondroitin.
Okay.
And it's supposed to rebuild cartilage, I guess.
Yes.
And while I've never taken it, I was thinking about trying shark cartilage just to do something. But I hesitate to be taking these things, thinking that maybe sometimes one thing that I'm taking is undoing the other thing. You see what I mean?
You will not undo other things. We just you're spending a lot of money and not achieving the result you want, especially when today everybody wants active ingredient. Active ingredient treatment are not good. Okay, even if it help you in the beginning, in the long run, it throw you out of balance. Okay, everything in nature works as a team. Let's say you put construction, for example, okay? Let's say if an owner hire you to do five projects, and you send in the active ingredients of a construction team, the carpenter, the plumber, and the electrician, okay? Three people to each of these projects. Then the owner had to supply the rest of the people, the roofer, the tile man, the janitors. You cannot build a house with a janitor, okay? So pretty soon the owner will run out of those kind of things. So when you use vitamins, when you use glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate, those kind of things, nature require many other things. Some of them are still unknown to us.
Right.
So when you put that thing in the body has to supply the rest of the factors.
Right.
And we don't get enough of the factor from food. So the only thing you should take is whole food. The thing that I provide for you are whole food concentrates.
Right.
So they have all the unknown factors.
In the right proportion.
The right proportion, mm-hmm. nature provides it, and most important, you have life, you have chi.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. stop the other thing, save your money, save your trouble. You're gaining a lot of improvement from our treatment anyway. So why do you want to, you know, you're not going to speed it up. Sometimes you're going to even drag it back, you know.
Right.
So don't do it.
Well then,
save money.
In other words, just the diet that you've prescribed and the herbs and everything, that's all I need.
Yeah, the herbs sooner or later will stop. And the supplement, I recommend you take it for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't get enough of the food ingredient from our food.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you say supplement. Now,
the supplement I gave you, the standard process.
You've given me, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I should not be taking salt palmetto or melatonin or anything like that anymore.
Melatonin, no. Salt palmetto, maybe yes, but it's not going to add to your improvement that much.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of shots for me is much, much better. So forget about spending money and your time,
oh.
and then forget about reading most other studies. No, they don't really do the job for you.
Yes. Well, you're the doctor.
Yes.
I mean, your hand.
See, I produce results, so you should listen to people who have helped you.
Yes.
And instead of just studies, no?
Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today and calling us again.
Yes.
Good luck to you. You have 10 treatments right in the next 2 months.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
So you will
do a lot better.
You will improve very fast.
I'm not kidding.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Have a great weekend and happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Bob on our show. He was on our show previously, February 2nd, show number 66, if you want to listen to that. He has suffered from osteoarthritis for the past 5 years in the hips, upper legs, and knees. He's doing much better. He regressed a little bit, but now he's going to get continued treatments again. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, let's get to our next guest, TJ.
Hi, TJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Yeah.
TJ's case, you let's say one important thing, okay? Diagnosis, conventional diagnosis and therapy sometimes can make you a lot worse. So can you share that story with us, TJ?
Tell us where you're from and what you do first.
Well, I'm a speech technician. I build sets for NBC, Days of Our Lives soap opera.
Oh, okay.
And I'm also a bodyguard.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
And I was working for NBC, and we had a replacement worker, and we lift walls that weigh up anywhere from 300 to 400 pounds.
Wow.
And we were disassembling a set, and the replacement guy was on the other side of the wall and got ambitious and lifted the wall before he was signaled to do so.
Mm.
And the wall went off angle, and I picked it up and loaded it, but when I did, I popped my shoulder.
Okay.
And the nerve down my arm and on my left shoulder, my ring finger and pinky finger and that part of my hand have been numb since October of last year.
Wow.
And I damaged all the way up into my neck and had severe problems with nerve pain and burning and headaches and stuff like that.
And what have they done for you?
Well, I've been to several doctors, and no one has really given me a diagnosis. They call it a brachial plexus injury, which
mm-hmm.
means that I've damaged the nerve.
Yes.
And I've had four doctors, orthopedic doctors. I've had been to a neck specialist, been to a shoulder specialist. I've been to pain specialists, pain management specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do they do for you?
I've had two EMGs, and both the EMGs have actually injured me more.
Yes.
Oh.
EMG is when
one, it's an electrostimulant where they measure the distance of the nerve conductivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they stick a very large needle in different part of your arm and check the electricity, okay? It's for diagnosis.
Well, the first one, he shocked me so bad, he lifted me off the table. I was flat on my back, and I came off the table about an inch off the table.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The workers' comp nurse was there and saw the whole thing, and he bruised my arm about the size of a silver dollar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where he had placed the needle.
Yes, here's a point. Okay, I want to make this point for people who want to learn about the fallacies. Okay, yeah, they will come up with a diagnosis from the EMG, but the diagnosis is not going to help treatment. Okay, whether it's an ulnar nerve, radial nerve, very easy, just palpate and press on the arm without expensive, invasive.
His pinky finger and
that's ulnar nerve.
I know that.
Okay? it's really a fallacy. It's a money-making scam.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam, and it's costly, and it's also injurious.
Right, and harming him more.
Yeah, your pain was not that bad until the EMG.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the EMG?
I was in severe pain after that for like almost 4 days. Instead of just half my hand being numb, my whole hand was numb, and I had more severe pain from my shoulder into my neck after that. And I was so upset that I switched doctors. I went to an orthopedic specialist, another one.
It won't help.
And they set me up for another EMG, which injured me more.
So it really doesn't matter how many times you switch doctor, as long as they use the same fallacious modality, surgery or drugs. Okay?
So do they end up giving you medication, or how do they treat you?
Well, I was on five different types of medication, and I broke out severely from all the chemical reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me in therapy, and they put me into traction after my neck was enhanced from the EMG.
How's the traction?
Which caused more severe damage to my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they had me on a weight workout regimen, and which damaged me also.
Mm-hmm. So
when I went to Tong, I finally was so upset. I told the workers' comp nurse that, I wanted to see Tong and to get some relief.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've seen him, my headaches have subsided.
Right,
and the pain is not totally gone because I have some really severe damage.
Mm-hmm. How?
But it's helped out a little bit, you know. It gives me temporary relief between treatment to treatment.
Have your headaches been gone from the
My headaches are gone. And then I had another appointment to see the pain specialist, the pain management specialist, and they did...
ganglion block.
Yes, they ran a needle into my neck and injected a fluid right next to my spine by the nerve that was damaged. And I was so sick for 4 days, and my head felt like it was going to explode. I was in really severe pain, and I saw that Dr. Tong the fifth day after the injection.
Mm-hmm.
And within the next day, my headaches were gone again.
Mm.
And I started feeling a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, here's
but I did take a pain pill because of the severity of the damage.
Yeah, the severity is very great, and also you re-injury your neck playing with a dog or your dog caused that, and then plus all these other injury from the conventional diagnostic or treatment. Okay, the stellate ganglion blocks, which you don't need. Okay, mm-hmm. And you were so sick, I saw you, I was wondering what happened to you. But in any case, okay, here's my point. Okay, no matter how much you require hospital and doctor to do evaluation pain, there was an article in U.S. News and World Report, and now pain is the fifth vital sign. You got a nurse coming around and check on your pain and assess the pain by showing the patient five or six different faces of different degree of grimaces and smile and stuff like that, okay? It's a completely a joke, okay? You do all this kind of thing, you're wasting more time, you're shortage of the nurse and shortage of nursing staff, okay? And you require them to do stuff, and everybody is excited about this new thing there because they bring in awareness. It's not going to help at all.
They have to learn how to treat the pain.
Yes.
Anyway, TJ, so you will continue treatments with Dr. Tong, is that correct?
I've had 12 treatments.
Okay, and is your arm pain getting better?
Well, it's really bad damaged, and the other tests have really enhanced the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have spasms like I was having.
Okay. Yes.
I don't have headaches.
Yeah, so there's improvement.
And your numbness only confined to and small
I was only getting 1 to 3 hours sleep since this injury.
Uh-huh.
Up until about a week ago.
Okay.
And now I'm averaging about 5 hours sleep a night.
Yeah, so you're slowly improving.
There is improvement. Well, thank you for joining us, TJ, and hopefully we'll follow up on you and you'll have more improvement to share with us.
Thank you much.
Okay,
have
bye-bye.
A great weekend. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free, quick phone consultation or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Do you have any other comments to share with us, Dr. Tong, about the pain, especially today, and what we're trying to do with it?
Well, like I say, the summary is that we don't have effective treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So conventional medicine has to look in treating the cause rather than the symptom. Pain
right.
is a symptom. Evaluating the determined intensity or level of pain is not going to help to improve
right.
pain.
And sometimes I think it hurts more with TJ, the EMG.
Exactly, yeah. EMG or the stellate ganglion block.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBright, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a happy Easter.